That's former Seattle resident Ben Rozeth on alto sax, heard here with his quartet, including Alex Brown on piano, Haggai Cohen Milo on bass, Ferenc Nemeth on drums, and that was Vibe City, composed by Ben Rozeth. Ben was a graduate of Garfield High School, played in the jazz band. He also went to New England Conservatory, where he studied jazz performance and international affairs at Tufts University. Ben Rozeth, from his album Isaro. Before that, Kelly Johnson was the singer, who was heard with John Hansen on piano, Nathan Peck on bass, John Weekend on drums. The song, The Sweetest Sounds. Kelly Johnson sings for the Unity Center in Bellingham on Wednesday night at 7 with John Hansen Quartet. That's it for Jazz Northwest today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here. If you'd like to get in touch, you can write to me, jim@hatchcover.co. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.
Jazz. I'm Kent Wiley. All my notes and books. I come here with a lot of material from home. I know I've mentioned this before. Some of you might not have heard it, but I work on the program at home and bring it here and recordable CDs and all of that. In the early days, in the early 80s when I started here, we played LPs, so I would carry boxes of LPs from the car into the place. And you know, but it was great. I mean, it was a wonderful experience and always has been. And I always want to tell you folks who are listening that it's because of you. And I present to you, these are people, up first, and it should be because he was one of the... Some people argue that Louis Armstrong got the whole thing started in the idea of your expression of your soul through music. I don't argue that. I just play him and I love him. Here he is from 1940 and a tune that I don't play often, Down in Honky Tonk Town. Louis Armstrong, 1940, Decca Records, his trumpet, Claude Jones, trombone, Sidney Bechet, soprano, saxophone, Louis Russell, who had been leading a band and playing the piano behind Louis throughout the 30s, Bernard Addison, guitarist, getting a solo as well, Waman Broad, out of Duke Ellington's orchestra, on bass, and Sudie Singleton on the drums, Down in Honky Tonk Town, written by Chris Smith and Charlie McCarron, 1940, Louis. Alto saxophonist Lee Konitz, and he's going to be followed by clarinetist Buddy DeFranco. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Lee Konitz and his band, 1950, started things off. New Jazz Records. Billy Bauer guitar and Arnold Fishkin playing bass. Being quiet in there for that particular tune called You Go to My Head, with Saul Mosca sitting at the piano and Jeff Morton at the drums. Then from 1952 in San Francisco for MGM Records, clarinetist Buddy DeFranco, Kenny Drew on piano, Curly Russell bass, Art Blakey on the drums, and a beauty by Vincent Humans, Carioca. Lee Konitz and Buddy DeFranco. Right here on 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from...
As the new 88.5 KNKX launches into a brand new future, we invite you to jump in and ride shotgun with us as a member of our leadership circle, a group of donors who each make an annual gift of $1,500 or more. For $125 a month, you can join them. You can help KNKX dream bigger and serve the community better. You'll find it's money well spent. So hop in, buckle up, and get more information at knkx.org.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you. After you've gone, I'm going to chase that. That means different people doing it. And this is kind of interesting. First of all, Turner Layton and Henry Kramer wrote it, and it's considered a classic. In The Chasing Today, what's interesting, it's both are vocalists, both are women, both Columbia Records, and both 1927.
Dearest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone. Going away. Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I've loved you truly many years. Love you night and day. How can you leave me? Can't you see my tears? Bestest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, and don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh, babe, think what you're doing. You know my love for you will drive me to ruin after you've gone. You've gone away, away, away.
come a time when you regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only.
Thank you.
Miles Davis, right there. His quartet, 1955, for Prestige. Will You Still Be Mine, written by Matt Dennis. Red Garland, piano. Oscar Pettiford, bass. Philly Joe Jones on drums. And I hope it's for you, as it is for me, hearing this music, bringing back lots of interesting memories. And the set started by Chasing After You've Gone by two vocalists, both for Columbia Records, both 1927. Ruth Etting first, and I don't know who was accompanying her. I wish I did, because they did such a beautiful job. And Bessie Smith, and I do know who was with her. Joe Smith on cornet, Jimmy Harrison on trombone. Buster Bailey playing the clarinet, Fletcher Henderson at the piano, and Charlie Dixon playing the banjo. And also Dixon got a chance to do a little plunking on his own, which wasn't given unless it was the guy's own band. So, After You've Gone twice, and then Miles Davis once. Benny Goodman now, 1933. I mentioned Charlie Dixon getting a little voice in there of his banjo. This is interesting because the composition Ain't You Glad, written by Fats Waller and lyric by Andy Razaf, begins with the band guitarist Dick McDonough playing the introduction. We will also hear Jack Teagarden's vocal and trombone, of course, always Benny Goodman's clarinet. Charlie Teagarden, Jack's brother, does the soloing on trumpet, and Joe Sullivan on piano.
Like two lovers on picture covers, in spite of sun or rain, we'll find romance. Every street we meet is lover lane. Ain't you glad that our kisses keep their flavor? Ain't you glad everything is in our favor? Every day we can say everything is rosy. Ain't you glad? Thank you.
place, just my daddy and me. We broke them down till three. We danced all over the floor, then we asked for more. Papa, he sure knows how. All night long, the band kept us away, so we could jab away until daybreak. I like the motion that my daddy has, for everyone likes a real good jazz. Oh, jazzin', jazzin', put on my, the world's jazz crazy, Lordy, so am I.
Thank you. away until day. I like the motion that my daddy has, for everyone likes a real good jazz. Jazz and good, oh my, the world's jazz crazy, Lordy, so am I.
That set started with Benny Goodman, his clarinet, his orchestra, 1933, and Ain't You Glad, written by Thomas Fats Waller and Andy Brzapp, vocal and trombone by Jack Teagarden, fine work on piano by Joe Sullivan, equally fine by Dick McDonough at the guitar, and Charlie Teagarden, Jack's brother, on trumpet. Then, Chasing the World's Jazz Crazy, So Am I, Trixie Smith wrote that, and we heard her, 1925, doing wonderful stuff with Louis Armstrong, Charlie Green, Buster Bailey, Fletcher Anderson, Charlie Dixon, all right there with her. Then Kid Ory's band, his trombone, L.A., 1946, with Mutt Carey on cornet, Barney Bigard clarinet, Buster Wilson piano, Bud Scott with the guitar solo, right there, Ed Garland, bass and minor hall on drums, their version of The World's Jazz Crazy. And finally, Claire Austin in Los Angeles, 1954. Ori here again, playing the trombone in that beautiful style of his. Don Ewell piano, Ed Garland, and Ram Hall again, filling up in the rhythm section right there. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher, proud to support the art of jazz. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
The millions of people rushing to complete their taxes by Tuesday include people in the United States illegally.
Sending in a tax return with your current address is very unnerving to a population that was actually leaving significant refunds on the table by not filing tax returns.
Why many undocumented people have filed taxes but aren't this year. On the next Morning Edition.
The farce was ended, the curtains drawn, and I at least pretended that love was dead and gone. But now from nowhere you came to me as before to take my heart and break my heart once more. Get out of town before it's too late, my love. Get out of town, be good to me, please. Why wish me harm? Why not retire to a farm and be contented to charm the birds off the trees? Just disappear, I care for you much too much. And when you are near, so close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet, the darling is getting me down. So on your mark, set to get out of town. retire to a farm and be contented to charm the birds off the trees. Just disappear, I care for you much too much. When you are near, so close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet, the darling is getting me down. So on your mark, get set, get out of town, get out of town. I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin. Ooh, I've got you under my skin.
A set of four for you, starting with Thelonious Monk, 1955. His piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Kenny Clarke on drums, and Duke Ellington and Bubber Miley's It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Wes Montgomery played the theme of this program, Cottontail, written by Duke Ellington. This version with Wes Montgomery playing guitar, Hank Jones piano, Ron Carter on bass, Lex Humphreys playing the drums, and Ray Barreto on conga, 1961 for Riverside. Then Anita O'Day, 1959 for Verve Records, arrangements for her by Billy May, two by Cole Porter, Get Out of Town, Leave It to Me, 1938, and I've Got You Under My Skin, Born to Dance, a film, 1936. It shows up on television quite often and is always a delight. Thelonious Monk, Wes Montgomery, Anita O'Day for a couple. All for you right there. This is your independent station, KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. KNKX connects the Northwest with jazz, blues, and NPR news. And it connects to the art of jazz and me here with you on Sunday. Always a delight for me. Kid Oi is going to start things off. Plays trombone, 1954.
Thank you.
Well, if that ain't soul it in anything, right to the bottom of the depths of Kid Ory's beautiful trombone playing. Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band, 1954, for Good Time Jazz. Muskrat Ramble, he wrote that. Clarinet Marmalade, written by Larry Shields and Henry Ragas. Yellow Dog Blues by W.C. Handy. Alvin Alcorn playing the trumpet. George Probert, clarinet. Don Ewell on piano. Bill Newman, guitar. Ed Garland, most of the time playing with the way, playing the bass. And Minor Hall, same thing. Longtime association, playing the drums. Kid Ory, Edward Kid Ory. Started out way back when and stayed going. I heard him in San Francisco several times at a place called On the Levee. Maybe some of you might remember that place. Nevertheless, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you. And Coleman Hawkins with Fletcher Henderson's band, 1933, and Hawkins' composition, Queer Notions. Quite an advanced composition for 1933, and Hawkins was always advanced. And he gave Horace Henderson a chance to arrange that. That's quite a beauty, Horace being Fletcher Henderson's brother. Also working beautifully there, Henry Red Allen, longtime friend with Hawkins, playing the trumpet. Hawk, in 1947, collected some of the younger musicians because he wanted to know what they were doing. He wanted to be part of that. He wanted to learn. And he did. He gathered Fats Navarro trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Porter Kilbert on alto saxophone, himself on tenor, Hank Jones piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach on drums, and Milt Jackson on vibes, and a composition by the young Thelonious Monk, I Mean You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of the Association of Tenor Saxophonist Coleman Hawkins, with composer pianist Thelonious Monk. And Hawkins hired Monk when nobody else wanted to do anything else. I mean, they wouldn't go hear him. Imagine that, in the mid-40s, you could hear Monk and go talk to him, how you doing? But that's a big task for a lot of people, you know, to have the abstraction. What do you do with it? And where's the melody? Well, it's all in there. Coleman Hawkins, I Mean You by Monk, 1947, with all these young guys. Fats Navarro, J.J. Johnson, Porter Kilbert, Hank Jones, Curly Russell, Max Roach, Mel Jackson, all of them. And they honored him for the rest of their lives because he helped them. Then Thelonious Monk Trio with Wilbur Ware and Art Blakey, 1957, doing one of my favorites of Monk's, Ruby, My Dear, with Hawkins invited in to play. Then the original 10 years earlier for Blue Note, Thelonious Monk Trio, 1947. Monk on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, Art Blakey on the drums, all that. Beauty came our way then and continues to. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is Elzadie Robinson singing for you from 1928 with Will Izell at the piano.
Morning, and heard a little whistle blow like it was crying. I was lying in my bed this morning, and heard a little whistle blow like it was crying. Like a sawmill that's cut all the timber. Ain't no more work for that man of mine. Listen, listen. How most of that whistle did blow. How most of that whistle did blow. It blowed its last sigh. It ain't gonna never blow no more. It sold our engine and cleaned the log on dry. It sold our and dream the log on dry. And when they moved that last log, I could not help but cry. I put my coat on my shoulders and started walking down the railroad track. I put my coat on my shoulder and started walking down the railroad track. The old Arkansas mill has cut out. It ain't no use for me to go back.
Thank you. when I was in deep bed, my mama done told me, son.
What you tell you, man?
A woman will sweet talk and give you the glad eye. But when the sweet talking's done,
she ain't gonna do nothing.
A woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues
every time
in the night. Now the rains are falling, yeah, the train are calling, hooey. Mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hooey. Mama done told me, hooey, hooey. Oh, clickety clacks are echoing back the blues in the night.
That particular set started with 1928 in Chicago for Paramount Records, Elza D. Robinson singing. Willis L. played the piano. Of Arkansas Mill Blues. Jimmy Lunsford, Decca Records, 1941. Blues of the Night, Part 1 and Part 2. Arrangement for the band by Cy Oliver. Beautiful alto saxophone work by Willie Smith, who wrote Blues of the Night. Harold Arlen, and the lyric, Johnny Mercer. Elza D. Robinson and Jimmy Lunsford's 1941 band right there for you. This is 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, offering graduate programs in business administration, finance, and marketing research that can be completed in as little as 9 months. Applications are being accepted for fall, spring, and summer semesters. More at plu.edu/graduate.
All right, now that the new KNKX is up and running, we hope you have a car that isn't running, I mean. If you do, you can help us build our operating budget by donating the car to us. We'll take cars, running or not, trucks, motorcycles, RVs, any vehicle you want to get rid of. It's tax deductible and we'll come and get it for free. And when we've got our mitts on it, we'll turn it into the KNKX programs you love. There's more information at knkx.org.
Thank you.
glad to have someone to cuddle you. Some rainy day when your phone doesn't ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, all your weeping and wailing, wailing won't mean a gosh darn thing. You'd better get a different slab, another point of view. Someday you'll find out that you can have your pretty cake and eat it too. Now, 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 but you still have time. Don't let love get away.
No, no, don't let it get away.
Or you're going to be sorry. Hi, hi.
Warning, dearie.
That set started with Fats Waller playing the piano and singing for you, as he did so for so many years. That 1939 Bluebird record, Some Rainy Day, a beauty by Carmen Lombardo and John Jacob Loeb. Then Lou Waters, Yerba Buena Jazz Band, San Francisco, 1946, for West Coast Records. Percy Venables' Sunset Cafe Stomp with Waters and Bob Scobie trumpets and Turk Murphy trombone, Bob Helm clarinet, Wally Rose piano, Harry Mordecai on banjo, Dick Lammy on bass, and Bill Dart playing the drums. This is 88.5 KNKX. We're here for you. And as we have seen over and over again, the beauty of your association with us and independence. That's right. So that this program can be here and that program can be here. And we bring you honesty forthright right here. I'm not watering down this stuff because it doesn't need to be watered down. It's you and me. All of that, the joy and the sadness. Art Blakey, his drums, his Jazz Messengers, 1957, one that G.G. Grice wrote called Casino. Art Blakey on the drums and his Jazz Messengers, 1957 Savoy Records, Casino, written by G.G. Grice. Bill Hardman, trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Sam Dockery, piano, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and as I said, Blakey on the drums. In the trombone section of Duke Ellington's band was a valve trombonist by the name of Juan Teasel, who contributed quite a bit of beautiful stuff for Ellington's band, composing and arranging and playing also a completely different sound on his valve trombone. We'll hear two of Ellington's band in 1938 for Brunswick, both by Teasel, Pyramid and A Gypsy Without a Song.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington, 1938, for Brunswick Records. Two compositions and arrangements by Juan Teasel, who played the valve trombone. Pyramid and a Gypsy, without a song. Also heard Harry Carney, baritone saxophone. Hootie Williams on trumpet. Lawrence Brown on trombone. Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone. Ellington, 1938. This is your independent station, KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle. KPLI 90.1 Olympia. KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria. KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley. And streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. KNKX connects the Northwest with jazz, blues, and NPR news. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, wishing you all the best. Art Tatum now at a private party.
Have you forgot the Freddy Blues, Mr. Freddy Blues? Huh? Well, if I played for you, would that enlighten your memory?
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's all right, Art.
I love you. You're such a nice fellow. You're so evasive, you know. Jesus. Man, you don't work. Why can't you keep punching him and you don't go down?
Freddie Blue.
Yeah, I know you remember.
Thank you.
Mr. Freddy will do. Let me tell you just what Mr. Freddy will do. Take all your money, stay out all night from you. Some people say that the Freddy Blues ain't bad. Some people say that the Freddy Blues ain't bad. They're the worst old blues that I've ever had. I went up on the mountain, looked as far as I could see. Went up on the mountain, looked as far as I could see. Freddy had my woman and the blues had me. Lonesome town. Gonna buy me a shotgun, leave this lonesome town. Spend the rest of my life running Mr. Freddy down. Mr. Freddy stole a woman, the woman that I really love. Mr. Freddy stole a woman, the woman that I really love. Gonna kill Mr. Freddy, give my soul to the Lord above.
Mr. Freddy Blues, a couple of places. First, Art Tatum, Private Party, 1955 in Los Angeles. Mr. Freddy Blues, being asked to play that by people there at the party. And then, back to 1935 in Chicago, the original Mr. Freddy Shane, singing Mr. Freddy Blues for you and playing the piano. Decca Records, Art Tatum, Freddy Shane. Right here on 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
MultiCare Regional Cancer Center, a network affiliate of Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. Patients have a multidisciplinary team working together for a personalized treatment plan close to home at 5 South Sound locations from Gig Harbor to Covington. Details at multicare.org. MultiCare, better connected.
Well, it's official. 88.5 is now community public radio station KNKX. And we'd love it if you could play a role in this new beginning by becoming a sustaining member of the station or by increasing your current sustaining gift. To be a sustainer, all you have to do is determine the amount of money you'd like to provide on a monthly basis, year-round, and contact us with that information. We look forward to hearing from you at the new KNKX.org.
Can't find a thing to do. Snow in the street, freezing my feet, and I'm so sad and blue. I must go out in the snow. The red man told me so. Red man, don't put me out in the snow. I'm a poor homeless girl ain't got no place to go. If I could only go where the chilly winds don't blow, go away from here, never come back here no more. Do me a favor, please don't refuse. If you've got a heart not made of stone, you not leave a poor girl alone. Give me a show, don't let me go till I cure the red man blues. Stone. You not leave a poor girl alone. Just give me a show, don't let me go till I've got the red man
blue.
A couple of them in that set for you, starting with Edna Winston, 1927, singing for you her own Rent Man Blues, Tom Morris Cornet, Charlie Irvis Trombone, Bob Fuller on a wild alto saxophone, Mike Jackson Piano, Buddy Christian Banjo. Then Candy and Coco, that's Candy Candido playing string bass, Coco Heimall on guitar, 1934 in Los Angeles, and Bugle Call Rag on piano, the singer Gene Austin on the drums, the New Orleans drummer Monk Hazel. Edna Winston and Candy and Coco right here on 88.5. We're here with you as an independent station. This program is The Art of Jazz, and here's Louis Armstrong. To stop poor Louis Armstrong, of cracking his knuckles there. And went to Dave Matthews playing tenor sax, a beautiful version of Solitude by Duke Ellington. And Billy May playing a trumpet solo as well. Matthews, interesting guy. He played the sax and arranged for a lot of bands. Jimmy Dorsey and Benny Goodman and Harry James and Woody Herman. And I know he was with Charlie Barnett. Lots of big bands. Good guy to have around because he could lead with the alto part and make all kinds of arrangements for you. Trombonist Trummy Young now is going to play his trombone and sing for you.
Too large for a five times. Now I'm so meek. Do keep me weak. Not just on Sunday, not just on Monday, but for a five times. Thank you.
I'd like to dance to that. Ooh. Tommy Young played his trombone and sang four or five times, 1945. Great work in there also by Buck Clayton on trumpet, Mark Bryan's guitar work, Don Bias, tenor saxophone, Ken Kersey on piano, Bobby Haggart, bass, Jimmy Crawford, big band drummer. All over the place in those days. Then Earl Hines Orchestra, 1945, doing Boogie Woogie on St. Louis Blues. His piano, of course. And then Charlie Shavers and Red Norville put together a band. Another version of Bugle Call Rag. Shavers on trumpet doing the arranging. Red Norville vibes. Teddy Wilson on piano. Tommy Kaye on guitar. Al Hall playing bass, Specs Powell on the drums as part of that set. And let me check the time and see what we're doing. Oh, what we're doing right now. This is 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 comes from
the millions of people rushing to complete their taxes by Tuesday include people in the United States illegally.
Sending in a tax return with your current address is very unnerving to a population that was actually leaving significant refunds on the table by not filing tax returns.
Why many undocumented people have filed taxes but aren't this year on the next Morning Edition.
Thank you.
That set started with Muggsy Spanier playing his cornet, 1944, in a standard called That's a Plenty. Lou McGarity on trombone, Pee Wee Russell playing clarinet, Boomy Richmond on tenor saxophone, Jess Stacy piano, High White on guitar, Bobby Haggart bass, George Wetling on the drums. Chicago 1941 for Bluebird Records, Clara Morris sang her own I'm Blue Daddy, Blind John Davis on piano, Lonnie Johnson guitar, Willie Mitchell playing string bass. Art Tatum's up now. He's going to play Members of You and September Song, and then Django Reinhardt's going to jump in and give his version of September Song.
I think you ought to keep it.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good instrument.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Art Tatum, 1955, in Los Angeles, solo piano, played Memories of You by Ubi Blake and September Song by Kurt Vile. Then Django Reinhardt, Paris, 1953, with his guitar, did his version of September Song with Maurice Vander on piano and Pierre Michelot and Jean Vial. And then Cole Porter's Night and Day. Night and Day. This is your independent station, KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. KNKX connects the Northwest with jazz, blues, and NPR news. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thank you, Ken Wiley. Another great afternoon of jazz on 88.5 and all blues coming up next. A quick look at our Puget Sound area weather forecast. There's a 40% chance of rain tonight with clouds, lows around 47. Rain's likely Monday with highs around 60. Rain and showers Tuesday as well. Right now in Seattle, partly cloudy, 63 degrees, mostly cloudy in Tacoma, 64, 63 in Olympia with scattered clouds, and clear skies in Bellingham, 52 degrees. Well, thanks for tuning in. Good evening. It's 6 o'clock Sunday night. I'm John Kessler, ready to go with 6 hours of all blues. Yeah, that's a lot. And I got new stuff for us tonight from Eric Gales, Samantha Fish, the North Mississippi All-Stars in just a few minutes. And tonight at 8, we'll be featuring Muddy Waters' classic Mannish Boy. And speaking of Muddy, got him ready to go here to start to all blues on Sunday night, 88.5 KNKX with Muddy Waters.
Some graveyard, Lord, be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all worried mine. Well, baby, I can never be satisfied, and I just can't keep from see not a doggone thing. Well, when I was trouble, I was all worried mine. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep on. Well, I know my little baby, she gon' jump and shout. That old train delayed me, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all worried mine. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep on dying.
Thank you.